Well, it's already been a great day. Amen. Mothers have a powerful, powerful influence upon our lives. And the home is the place where the attitudes and our convictions are literally hammered out to make us what we are today. And I thank God for our family. I thank God for my mother. And I hope you, if you haven't called your mother, or some of us can't see our mothers today, but you call them and let them know that you love them. You know, this morning we were talking about families of faith. A family with the right priorities in life will go far, and they have a great chance of making it if we put our faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What are your priorities today? I can remember growing up, my father and my mother, we didn't have the opportunity to stay at home on Sunday. We just got up and went to church, amen? We spent our Sunday in church, Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. We were always in church, and I thank God as I look back over the years for our life of growing up in our church. Well, how does faith relate to our life or to family life? I want to look at three families this morning. In the Old Testament, I believe we can learn from the principles that we find in these families of faith. The first one is in Genesis, the 25th chapter, verse 21. Isaac and Rebekah. Isaac and Rebekah. In chapter 25 of Genesis, verse 21, we find these words. Now Isaac pleaded with the Lord for his wife because she was barren, and the Lord granted his plea, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. Now let's go back just a little bit in time. Isaac has grown up. It was time for him to find a wife. Abraham, his father, sent out a servant to find a wife for his son Isaac to marry. Now, what do you think about that? Well, I think you one thing, that Isaac relied upon the provision of God. The provision of God to find a wife for him. Now, have you ever thought about that, sending somebody else out to find your wife? That's pretty scary, isn't it? Although he needed a wife, he had to simply trust in the Lord Jesus Christ that God would find the wife and give him to marry. One thing I find today in our young couples, listen, I don't know how, if you're looking for a wife today, young man or young lady, look to God. Look to God. Trust God to give you the right person. Don't just go out somewhere and pick one out, but you simply pray and ask God, trust God. God led the servant of Rebekah and the servant of Isaac to each other that they would understand that they were to marry. And Rebekah, when the servant came and asked her if he would, she would go with him, her answer is found in chapter 4, verse 58. He said, "Will you go with this man?" And she said, "I will go. I'm giving my trust to the Lord to find the right husband for me." And you know the story. She came back, married Isaac, and they lived happily ever after. Not so is it. Not quite happily ever after. For the Bible says, now Isaac pleaded with the Lord for his wife because she was barren. In those days, if you could not have a wife, you were looked down. Or if you could not have a child, you were looked down on. And Isaac pleaded with the Lord. In other words, he prayed to the Lord. He asked God to look at his wife and give her a child. You see, what would they do without a child? But simply, they learned to trust God together. And God met their need and gave them a child. He honored their faith. Now let me tell you something. If you're going to be a family of faith today, you've got to trust God. You've got to give everything to God. I pray that these young people that we had up here this morning, and any young people we have in our church today, will learn to simply trust God. Put your faith in Him. Let Him work things out in your life. For every need that you have, whether it's a child, you turn it over to God. Whether it's financial, you turn it over to God. You can trust God. Sometimes the smallest need in our life appears to be a mountain. But let me tell you something. If you will simply trust God, He'll turn those mountains into molehills. He will provide for you. Whether it's financial or maybe, I know a lot of our young people today, they've lost their jobs. Well, you know, you still trust God. If God closed the door in one job, I guarantee you, if you will pray and seek His will, He'll open up a job in another area for you. Just simply trust God. Your child in trouble, not doing very well, you trust God. When it comes across to, I've watched people get news from a doctor, you know, the good news is not very good and they've got a bad report. Simply trust God. If we're going to be a family of faith today, we've got to put our provision in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He will provide for every need. Trust God for that need. The second thing I want us to look at is in Exodus 2, 1 and 2. Exodus chapter 2, 1 and 2. In Exodus chapter 2, it says, "And the man of the house of Levi went and took as a wife a daughter of Levi. So the woman conceived and bore a son. And when she saw that it was a beautiful child, she hid him 3 months." Now you know the story here. This is the story of Moses' parents. Jacobed was going to have a child. And she had a child. And the Bible says when she saw that child, she realized it was a beautiful child. In other words, that God had blessed that child. God had a provision for that child. Now, as we are familiar with the story, we know how they placed Moses in a basket and put him afloat in the Nile River, trusting God for his what? Protection. Not only do we have to trust God for our provisions in life, but we've got to trust God for our protection in life. Now, we know the story. He was hid there. Pharaoh's daughter found him, and Moses was raised up in a financially good royal family, and God blessed his life, and God took over in his life, and he became the person that God wanted him to be. Now, friends, with God's protection, you can't go wrong. We saw these families come up here this morning. They dedicated these children to God. Well, I pray that you'll not only come for a service of dedication, but you'll turn that child over to God's protection in life. Pray for his wisdom or her wisdom. Give them to God in training. The Bible says, train up a child in the way that they should go. We got to trust God in our life for what we have. Our children, our mates, all that we are belong to God. Everything that we have this morning belongs to God. Martin Luther said, faith is living confidence in the grace of God. So God will protect you. God will watch over you, just like He did here with Moses as a little baby in that Nile River. Now, friends, that's the way we trust God with our very lives. And God will bless you. Not only that, let's turn over in our Bible once again to 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel is a beautiful picture here of a mother simply giving her child to the Lord. In chapter 1 of 1 Samuel, we find these words in verse 10. "And she was bitter of soul and prayed to the Lord and wept in anguish. Then she made a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if you indeed will look on my affliction of your handmaiden servant and remember me and not forget your maidservant, but will then but will give your maidservant a male child, then I will give him to the Lord and all the days of his life, and no razor shall come upon his head. This is the story of Elkanah and Hannah. Like Rebekah, Hannah was barren. She had no children, and she went to the Lord, and she prayed, and she asked God to give her a male child. In chapter 1 is a beautiful picture of a concerned husband for his wife who understood and cared so deeply about his wife. And upon a day, God granted her the blessing, and she had a child, and she took that child to the temple and literally gave him to God. She was trusting God for his provision in life. We can see the faith not only in a provision of life, in protection of life, but we see the faith in the providence of God. Now, she trusted God with her baby to raise him in the temple to do what God wanted to be done in his life. And she said, I will give him back to you, God, if you will give me a son. And Samuel was, upon a day, he was weaned, and she took him to the temple, and there she turned him over to the high priest to raise, to be trained in the service of God. And we see God's providence in his life. Man, when you give your children to God, to do what God wants to do in their life, mothers, you give that child to God, you pray for that child's wisdom, God will protect that child, God will provide for that child, and who knows in what the providence of God has for that child. To Samuel, he was a great prophet of Israel. We know the story of Samuel. God used him in a time in history to draw a nation back to God. And it was all because of a mother's faithfulness to God in her life. Who knows? I think of Esther, who was born, and she was told, she said that she would go to stand in front of the king for a time like this. We never know what God has in store for our children, but we know that if we raise our children, the Bible says, you train a child up in the way he should go. When he gets old, he will not depart from that. I thank God that we have mothers today that are trusting God in this church to raise their children, to grow their children in the admonition of the Lord. Now, what can we learn from these three families of faith? Simply, one, trust God with your children today. Trust him with your life today. Trust him with your home today. Then the second thing, use whatsoever we have for the Lord. Give your child, give your life to the Lord to use for whatever he needs. Don't put a limit on God. God, whatever you want in my life, whatever you want in my family's life, it's there. I suppose the greatest question is, what have we given to the Lord this morning? You see, God cannot use what you don't give him. What have you given to the Lord this morning? Have you given yourself to God? I believe if we trust God with all our life, we trust God with our work, we trust God to use us as fellow examples to our partners, then God will use us. I think God will bless our marriage. This past week, we celebrated our 42nd year of being out of high school. I did. Went home to a family reunion, saw all of those classmates that are still around. And I was telling someone the other day, I thank God for my wife. I thank God for my children. I wouldn't trade places with anybody that I saw. God has blessed our family. God has used our family. And I thank God for that. And I pray for my children. Man, we lift them up. I never will forget Ron and I when Eric was born, we stood over that bed and we prayed and said, God, give him wisdom and use him for whatever you want him to be. You know, and we trusted God for that. And God has worked in his life. I thank God for that. And I think we ought to be families of faith. I think we need to live that kind of example. Give our children to God and trust him for the provisions in life. Trust him for the protections in life. And trust him as his providence works out in his life to use those children to make them a family of faith. For I have found out through life that if you are in your life, your husband and your wife will train up their children, you pass that down to your children and your grandchildren. So many families today are not raising their children in church. So many families today haven't trusted God for what they have, and they've broken up. So many families today are going the wrong direction. We need in our nation today families of faith that will simply trust God for every provision in life. Simply trust God for the protection in life. And simply trust God for the providence in life. Remember Isaac and Rebekah. They trusted God for a son, and God provided. Remember Abram and Jacobed. They trusted God with their son, and God protected their son. And Elkanah and Hannah trusted God with their son, and God used him in his service. Will you give yourself to God this morning? That's the question. As a husband today, are you leading your family to trust God? You see, husbands, this is not Husband Day. It's not Father's Day. But I just believe that we have to have a man of the house who will lead their children and guide their children under God's providence if we're going to have families of faith. It's our responsibility. It's your responsibility. God says it in his word. And we need to live that kind of life. If you're here this morning and you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, this is what we want to do. I want to give you an invitation, and I want to give you a time to reflect. What have I given God this morning? First, you need to give him your life. If you're here and you've never given him your life, simply by faith, you need to come and say, Lord, I realize I'm a sinner, and today I want to accept you as my Lord and Savior, and I want to live for you. Would you do that? If you're a mother here and you haven't given God your life, then you need to come and say, Lord, I realize I'm a sinner and I haven't given my life to you, but today I want to give my life to you so that you can use it for your good and glory. Maybe you're a Christian. You've given God your life. You've been saved by faith. But you're not living for God like you should. You haven't relied on his provision in your life. You haven't relied on his protection in your life. You've only relied on what you can do. Let me tell you something. What we can do is mess up. That's what we can do. Would you come and give yourself to God and say, Lord, I want to trust your provision. I want your providence to be done in my life. Maybe you're here this morning and you're looking for a church home. And this is where God's led you. Would you come? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning. Lord, we thank you that we can be families of faith this morning. Lord, we ask you to bless us. Lord, to just fill our lives. Lord, that we might rely on your protection. That we might rely on your provision. Lord, that we might just give ourselves to you. That we too might one day stand. And just say, praise God. Praise God. For it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen.